need to do for student mobility, because right now, and in many countries, not in the U.S., in many countries, you know, there's the qualification frameworks, really, right? So that, and that sort of helps mobility, helps students have mobility when they want to move from country to country, right? And have their degrees recognized. But within that, I think as students start to bring in learning from different kinds of experiences, so whether they're, you know, whether they're a smaller piece of learning, less than a degree, right, from other places, from other institutions, or maybe a coding boot camp, or maybe different kinds of micro-credentials, or experiential learning experiences. This is happening a lot in the U.S. that part of a student's program is to have these experiential experiences and opportunities. You know, maybe it's leading a student group and it's a leadership skill that they're developing, figuring out what students actually know as a result of having that experience and being able to acknowledge that is going to be important. And we're not really good at that. We know whether a student has, you know, we may have scaffolded exams in a particular course, and we know how a student has done on those exams. But in a lot of, and for a lot of us, those aren't associated with specific skills either. So how are we, you know, so it is putting the puzzle pieces together. And to do that, we really have to better understand what students are learning, and not just, you know, did they master that curriculum? So I got an accounting degree. What does that really mean if you took, you know, you have a micro-credential in some part of managerial accounting. So how do you put those pieces together? What does that student really know and can do as a result of that learning opportunity that's short of a degree, is what I'm saying. I think in Europe and other places, you know, we've got the degree qualification frameworks. Once you lift the lid on those things, you've got to figure out how to make for student mobility, what students actually know, so that you can put them on pathways without making them start at the beginning. That's what I mean, to help advance.
Yeah, thanks. So it's about prior learning recognition and so on.
Yeah, and that's gonna matter a lot to that last question that you asked about, you know, are we going to see different kinds of students or faculty entering into STEM fields than before? And that's going to really require us to create different kinds of pathways into those fields. And we have to appreciate, you know, what do those students actually know who didn't come in the traditional pathway, and how much of that applies to the new STEM field. And so we have to get better at those pieces of it for that to actually